Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A battle is underway between the state of California and the NCAA over a college athlete's right to fair pay. The NCAA sent a letter to California Governor Gavin Newsom this week, urging him to veto Senate Bill 206. The bill passed Wednesday, and if signed into law, it would allow college athletes to hire agents, get paid for the use of their name, and sign endorsement deals. Dennis McDonough is on the NCAA Board of Governors. He was also White House Chief of Staff under President Obama. Dennis, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you. And why are you calling on Governor Newsom to veto this law?
Well, we think that the law, the proposed bill here is not in the best interest of student athletes. You know, there's 500,000 student athletes in colleges across the country. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them are in college because of the pathway that athletics afforded them. I worry myself about the fact that this bill in one state in the country would end up undercutting that pathway. And at a time when it's already too expensive for so many families to send kids to college, I'd really hate to see this pathway go away.
At the same time, it is offensive to many athletes who, under the current rules, they can't make money promoting their life story. They sometimes can't even coach youth sports during the summer when it's their talents who are making billions of dollars for colleges and universities across the country. Why shouldn't they get a cut of the money?
Look, I think that it's a very legitimate question. And fact is that many of the rules that we're talking about were written in 1975. And so there's no doubt that the rules need to be updated. We're looking at that very closely at the moment to make sure that we can update those rules into the 21st century here in a way that allows student athletes to have the same opportunities that other students have, which is in this new economy and in this new environment, to generate revenue where they can. We just want to make sure that it's tied to their academic experience and that it doesn't put California at a competitive advantage over the other 49 states in things like recruiting.
Okay, I know, as you say, the NCAA is working to write new rules of its own, and I gather they could be out as soon as next month. So what else can you tell me about that? Are you willing to make some concessions to the athletes? Will there be any allowances, say, for endorsement deals?
I don't want to get ahead of the work that's being done. We have a working group of the board that's looking at this hard, so I don't want to rule anything like an endorsement deal in or out. What I do want to say is that we're trying to make sure that the experience of the student athletes is similar to the experience of their classmates. You know, they're in this economy, they're YouTube influencers, they're using social media, they're getting opportunities to start businesses. I think it's reasonable for us to look at that for student athletes, too.
The letter says something that, frankly, some people are viewing as a threat, that athletes in California could be banned from championship games if the governor doesn't veto this law. Why go that far? Aren't you punishing the athletes for something that they're not really responsible for?
Well, look, I mean, it's a question. I don't know that it's meant to be a threat as much as it's a statement of fact, which is that if you have a situation where California has arguably a competitive advantage over the other 49 states in recruiting student athletes, then I think that it throws into question the fundamental fairness of the competition. And that's what we're focused on here. First and foremost, we're focused on the health and well-being of the student athletes. But then the championships are, you know, the NCAA and the country's way of manifesting that competition in the most fair way. And if California is operating under a different set of rules, that does not allow the competition to unwind fairly.
I'm sure you saw the tweet by LeBron James, who called this law in California a game changer. He said college athletes can responsibly get paid for what they do and the billions they create. Senator Bernie Sanders has tweeted his support for the bill. These are some pretty high-profile names. Do you think that the NCAA is losing the battle of public opinion on this issue?
I will say it's daunting to be on the other side of a tweet from LeBron, but we feel duty-bound to protect the system of college athletics that allows fair competition across 50 states, because I think it is an important pathway for people to get to college who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity or be able to afford it. And we do know from all the social science data that the fastest pathway to economic mobility is with a college degree. So I want to make sure that whoever is on the other side of this, whether it's Senator Sanders or LeBron or Draymond Green or the California legislature, that Governor Newsom takes that into consideration before he signs the bill.
Let me just ask you to reflect on what it would be like if the shoe were on the other foot. I know you played football at St. John's University.
Yes.
Do you think the 20-year-old Dennis McDonough would feel the same way as you do now?
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure whether it's virtuous to not have a change of opinion or change of mind in those years. I mean, oftentimes hear that debate here in Washington that somehow you should have the same view over the course of your lifetime. If you don't, I think that should be a logical, rational, fact-based decision. But look, I'm not saying to you that I'm against them having the same kinds of opportunities that their classmates have. I just want to make sure that this unfolds in a way that a young 20-year-old defensive back from Minnesota who, like, really aspired to get to a national championship. We lost twice in the national semifinal, so I never got there. But I want everybody to have that chance. Not only that, I want everybody to have the chance that I did to get through 4 years of college, be able to afford it. And I think that's what this debate is about.
Well, you mentioned the conversations that politicians have in Washington. Before I let you go, I got to ask the man who once had a front row seat in the Oval Office as chief of staff for President Obama, what you think of the Democrats in 2020 and how that race is shaping up?
Well, I hasten to say here I'm not espousing any particular view on behalf of the NCAA in this regard.
But right.
If you just see the ideas that are being proposed, the policies and the solutions that the Democrats are talking about, I think that you can't help but be excited. And I think to myself, boy, they've got a tall hill to climb here to get reelected. And so I guess the way I stack it up is, would I rather be us or would I rather be in the White House? And the answer to that is I'd rather be us.
Do you think Joe Biden is doing a good job defending President Obama's legacy as he comes under attack by more progressive wings of the party?
I was really surprised. I didn't watch the debate last night, but I read the coverage this morning, and what I saw was a kind of in the press was the kind of across the board validation of the president's legacy. So I think the vice president is obviously doing his part in it, but I think the legacy speaks for itself. You know, there was that aberration in the second debate a couple weeks ago where a couple of candidates did attack the president's legacy, but I think the evidence is that people are recognize the strength of the legacy themselves.
Do you think a progressive like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders can beat President Trump?
I think that any Democrat can beat President Trump.
All right. That's Dennis McDonough, former White House chief of staff under President Obama, now a member of the NCAA Board of Governors. Mr. McDonough, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Peter. I really appreciate it.